The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The world feels very unsettled right now with Trump and his random tariffs and his disdain for international norms, Putin's illegal war in Ukraine, Netanyahu destroying Gaza, electoral interference in many places, and the societal havoc that social media platforms are creating everywhere. Is it possible that this malaise in the world is transferring to a malaise in the workplace? I'm joined by Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director of Sanderson Recruitment. Donal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You've got some numbers which suggest there is a malaise.
Yeah, so there's two interesting pieces of research that have come out in the past week. The first one is the Microsoft Work Trend Index for 2025. So it looks at 1,000 employees in Ireland. So it's a good sample. And it shows that 38% of Irish workers change roles in 2025. And that's up from 23% in 2024 and 19% in 2023.
So almost two workers in every five are moving for whatever reason.
Yeah. So you've got to look at what the drivers for that are, and it's really interesting. So the research suggests that the top reason is work-life balance, the next reason is well-being, and the next are potentially issues with direct managers. Now, that's really different to what we used to see in the past. The top reason historically for changing jobs was more money or career progression. So there's definitely something at play in the workplace at the moment. And, you know, I think it comes down to a couple of things. I think the first thing is that with the context we're in, with, I suppose, the cost of living and, you know, we've had high inflation for the past couple of years. The challenge with that is that wage inflation doesn't tend to keep up with inflation in the in the market. And the way to get more money, if you stay in a, in your current role, you might get 3 or 4%. Exactly. You get your increment maybe 3 or 4% if you're lucky year on year. Whereas when you move to a new company, you might get a 10 or 15% increase. So how do employers deal with this? It all comes down to talent management. It's about having career paths where you can have a new role within your company rather than having to go down the street.
So we don't know within that 38% who have changed jobs, whether they've changed within their own companies or whether they've gone to new companies, or do we know?
We do, yeah. So they, those job changers are movers who have moved from one company to another. So that's where you have to look and see what can employers do to better retain their staff. But the other things that we're seeing in the labour market at the moment is a real push and pull effect. Like, for example, burnout is down to a three-year low of 39%, but workplace happiness has also dropped to 65%. So we're not burning out, but we're not happy in work. And it all, I think, is coming down to the push and pull effect between the employer and the employee, where we're just not getting the balance right at the moment.
Okay, absences and health generally. I mean, there's a lot of talk about the mental health of the younger worker and whether that's real or whether it's snowflakey stuff. And you don't want to diminish anyone's mental health problems. But absenteeism or absences from the workplace, even with certs, that's up.
That's up. So there's another piece of research by the CIPD where they interviewed over 1,000 HR directors that had people responsibility and budget responsibility. And the surprising thing about that is that absences are now up at 9.4 days per work year compared to 7.8 in the previous year. So that's a very marked increase. Now, the number one reason for long-term sick leave is mental ill health. So I suppose they're looking at things like depression and anxiety as being the number one reason that people are out long-term. But historically, it's always been the minor illnesses, short-term absences, that have driven about 70 or 80% of.
And that's
of
still
illness.
The case, about 80%, 78% short-term.
Correct. And then we're also seeing, and again, the new world of work, we're seeing this trend towards what they call presenteeism, which is where, because we can, many of us can work remotely now, that people, when they're ill and they should be off work, feel obliged to conduct work while they're off sick. So it's an interesting world. The other thing that came out in that CIPD report was digital overload, which was pretty shocking, that workers are interrupted every 2 minutes and are receiving, on average, 117 emails per day. And the other one that was kind of interesting is that, you know, people's time are taken up now a lot with meetings. 57% of meetings are unscheduled. So it's putting people under pressure where they've got tasks to complete, but they feel this digital overload of the need to respond to emails, responding out of hours.
And a lot of these meetings are Zoom meetings, so they're not even in-person meetings. So therefore, you're supposed to be always available.
Always available. And you get messages to say, I've just popped a meeting into your calendar. And you think, great, I've got work to do.
Now, what about other phenomena? Presenteeism, leavism, which is interesting, and quiet quitting.
Yeah, so quiet quitting is the emotional disconnection from the workplace where, you know, you're effectively not engaged in your work anymore, but you stay and take the paycheck. And leaveism is a new one on me. It's really where people are using their leave to cover illness. They're using annual leave to cover illness out of some kind of emotional connection or guilt to the employer. So what I think we're looking at now is that we're going to see somewhat of a correction in this, because we're now back at a stage where wage inflation is now outstripping inflation in the market, as we're seeing inflation come back down to, you know, 2.2% this year and scheduled to be 2% next year. So now that wages are rising faster than inflation, that's going to, I suppose, allow people to stay and settle back into work in a more comfortable way.
Is there any information at all about whether or not people who are working remotely are developing mental health problems? Because sometimes the lack of sociability hurts people.
It's not something that we track, but I think what we're seeing is that the main driver with workers at the moment, those who can work remotely, is that they want more autonomy. They want to be able to figure out when is best for them to deliver their role remotely and when there's value in being in and collaborating.
Very good, Donal. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Donal O'Donoghue, who's Managing Director of Sanderson Recruitment.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.